This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We've got the speaker, council speaker at the city of Johannesburg, Margaret Arnold, who joins us on the line. Hello, madam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? You've spoken to me a few weeks ago.
Have I? You are referring to probably the other Tabiso on breakfast.
Yes, no, I'm saying Power FM.
Beautiful. Have you settled in your new big post of the speaker, Margaret?
I think I must say I've settled in with all the things that I've done so far. I think, yes, I have settled in.
Beautiful. Lekke, as they say, where you come from. So, what are you investigating? It sounds like you're investigating yourselves, but it sounds like whatever you're investigating stems from a long time ago when I think Dr. Mpho was the mayor and all of that. Just simplify it for me. What's going on?
What I'm investigating is I'm investigating GFAS, and it's not me investigating them. It is the city that has resolved that we need to put an independent investigating team together so that they are able to investigate what GFAS has done. Now,
yeah, what is that? What is it?
GFAS.
Yeah, what is that?
It is the...
You see now. That's why I'm also confused, Speaker.
We are so used to the acronyms that it is difficult.
Okay, just describe the type of department that is being investigated.
It is a forensic investigation unit, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Which was established by the mayor of the city of Johannesburg, Mayor Mashaba. Now, this unit, he did not want to work with GRAS. GRAS, which is the audit committee of the city of Johannesburg that deals with irregularities within the finances and if they are wrongdoing with the finances. So he decided, he found them there and he didn't trust them. So he brought about his own unit, which is GFAS, right? And then he also brought about a group head, which was in the form of General Sabia, right? And he did not bring the department that he established, that was GFAS, to the council so that council could endorse it, and also not the group head that did not bring to council. So the group head was basically not working for the city, but he was totally independent. And how does officials become independent from the city of Johannesburg when you are an entity in the city of Johannesburg?
I see.
And also, what they did is they also investigated councillors, which cannot be done because we have an integrity commissioner and we have what you call ethics, Section 79, which you refer any councillor that has done anything wrong to ethics and to the integrity commissioner.
So what are you investigating and who are you investigating and for what purpose?
We're investigating this unit called GFAS. We are investigating everything that they have done because there's investigations of them that they have. They've investigated Section 56 employees, which they can't do.
Yeah.
Because if a Section 56 employee does anything wrong, it comes to council and council.
Yeah, but Mashaba is not there anymore.
Well, Mashaba is not there, but what is there is this department and these people there in GFAS.
Yeah,
and
but also, those people will tell you that we were not there probably at that time.
No. They are all still there time.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, So how long is this investigation going to take and all of that?
Well, we are hoping that it's going to go far or speedily, but we also want them to do a decent job out of it.
Okay.
And I cannot tell you the time frames. As I said to all media yesterday, I will be guided by Advocate Salika and his team, and they will tell me how long it will take.
Yeah, no, thank you for that. But on a separate note, I mean, do you guys have so many enemies? I mean, do you need so many bodyguards?
Who says I have so many bodyguards?
And well, so there's a story going around that the mayor has got 10 cars and all of that.
That is a lie. The mayor has 2 bodyguards at a time. I have 2. I don't have 5 cars, and I don't have 8 bodyguards.
So this story of 10 cars and you guys having...
It's
not true.
Someone is electioneering with it. Let me tell you, yesterday, when I went to this media briefing, I actually got into an Uber up to Bram Park, and I got out of the Uber in Bram Park, and I walked into the meeting.
Oh, okay. I mean, I was wondering aloud when I saw this thing going around to say, really? Where are we? Are we in Johannesburg or are we in Mogadishu?
It is a lie.
Okay, all right. No. So it's not true?
It's not true, not at all. Only a councillor will get an ordinary councillor, right? Remember, the upper limit makes room for the mayor, the speaker, the chief whip, and other officials, right? And MMCs. But if Councillor Tabiso has had a threat on his life, FAPS will investigate and assess the threat. FAPS will then come back and say, this is the assessment that we have of the threat on Tabiso's life.
Yeah.
And this is what Tabiso needs. And then we will give you that protection. But FAPS will say, after 2 months or 3 months, come back, let us assess now and see whether the threat is still there. And then we will withdraw the protection.
Thank you so much. As always, I enjoy talking to you all the time. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Tabiso.
Thank you. Margaret Arnold's there at City of Johannesburg. She says, who says we have so many? But yeah, I mean, I was wondering whether, you know, they really have so much enemies. But she says it's not true. Absolutely not true, according to her.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.